black leather purse.
Well, what'll you give your gran?
He gave a shy little laugh and pressed closer. She felt his eyelid quivering against her cheek.
I ain't got nothing, he murmured.
The old woman sprang up, seized the iron kettle off the gas stove, and took it over to the sink. The noise of the water drumming in the kettle deadened her pain, it seemed. She filled the pail, too, and the washing-up bowl. It would take a whole book to describe the state of that kitchen. During the week, the literary gentleman did for himself. That is to say, he emptied the tea leaves now and again into a jam jar set aside for that purpose, and if he ran out of clean forks, he wiped over one or two on the roller towel. Otherwise, as he explained to his friends, his system was quite simple, and he couldn't understand why people made all this fuss about housekeeping.
You simply dirty everything you've got, get a hag in once a week to clean up, and the thing's done.
The result looked like a gigantic dustbin. Even the floor was littered with toast crusts, envelopes, cigarette ends. But Ma Parker bore him no grudge. She pitied the poor young gentleman for having no one to look after him. Out of the smudgy little window, you could see an immense expanse of sad-looking sky. And whenever there were clouds, they looked very worn. Old clouds, frayed at the edges, with holes in them, or dark stains like tea. While the water was heating, Ma Parker began sweeping the floor.